Here we are.
This is it? You're telling a really lame joke, right? Am I right? Right?
This is your home for the next few months.
I thought it was worth more than this.
You're getting delusions of grandeur again.
You guys are a drag, you know that? A real drag.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't cater to your every whim and desire.
Me too. If I would have known this was gonna happen, I wouldn't have agreed to this.
And if you didn't, Denny, you'd be pushing daisies right about now.
You think so?
I know so.
Smarty pants.
You know he's right.
Those guys are my friends.
Who were going to kill you?
As in dead, just so you know.
But why here? And speaking of here, where is here? Bucktooth or something stupid like that?
Buckworth.
That'd be a good thing to learn, Denny.
Buckworth? What state are we in?
North Dakota.
You're pulling my leg.
He's not.
So what's the town like? Got a good nightlife? Any bars, hangouts, dinghy dives?
It doesn't matter if it does or not.
You won't be seeing any of them.
Come on, fellas. I can't stay holed up here until the trial.
Yes, you can.
And you will.
With you guys?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So?
So what?
Remind me of what your names are again? Stage Struck Audio Theater presents Das Bunker. What's a mobster to do when he's lonely and isolated in the government's witness protection program? Let's find out in Das Bunker. How do you guys like your burgers? Medium? Well done?
Cooked.
That's my preference as well.
Should you even be outside, Denny? People can see you out here.
We're in Bucktooth.
Buckworth!
Yeah, whatever. We're out here in the countryside here. I need fresh air.
It's overrated.
You just haven't had enough of it, Adam.
I'm Tim. He's Adam.
I'm Adam. He's Tim.
If you say so. Okay, so I'll surprise you on the burgers then. What about a golf course?
No.
Not on your life.
No one's gonna find me out here. You promised me that. I need to live some kind of life. I can't play poker with you guys for the next 3 months.
Why not?
Well, for one, I'd clean you both out and I'd go loopy.
Your only job right now that you need to stay focused on is testifying in court.
Against my former associates.
Employers.
Associates.
I think you're getting delusions again. You weren't that high up the food chain in your gang.
Mom, get it right. I was high enough for you guys to put me in witness protection.
If by you guys, you mean the federal government.
Yeah, them. The bums who tax me half to death once a year.
Selling drugs pays too well, I hear.
Hey, I never sold any drugs. No way. My mom would have had a fit if I did.
She's dead. Or at least you said she was.
In heaven, then. She'd be having a fit. I only messed with the gambling and the horse races. That was my area.
And elimination of any competitors.
I did not. I never touched a gun in my life.
You had one in your hand when we arrested you.
That was the only time.
Denny.
Double crisscross on my art promise.
How did we get this job, Adam? I mean, really. This guy.
Yeah, this guy. The one who's cooking your lunch for you.
It's our own fault. We signed up for the organized crime unit.
But not witness protection. This is the pits.
You said it. How about a gym in Bucktooth?
Buckworth.
Right. How about it? They got one?
Not for you, they don't.
I'm gonna get fat just sitting out here doing nothing for the next 3 months.
I hate to tell you, but you're...
Don't you dare say I'm fat, Tim.
Adam.
I'm Tim.
I'm on the plump side, that's all. It's not my fault either, it's genetics.
From your dearly departed mother?
Not on your life. My dad was the tubby one in the family.
Get down!
What?
Don't move a muscle. Stay still.
You're squashing my leg.
You'll thank us later.
What are you guys doing?
That was a helicopter.
I saw that.
It may have been looking for you.
That's right.
I thought you guys said I couldn't be found.
We did, but...
Yeah, but...
Can we get up now?
That was a close one. I should go inside and contact the boys back in D.C.
Yeah, good idea.
Have you two ever thought that you might just be a little too industrious with your work?
Never.
Not once. What's that smell?
Your burgers. I hope you like charcoal. Ta-da! Here I am.
What are you all dressed up for?
I'm ready to go to town.
Who gave you the idea that you could go to town?
You did.
I did not.
I did.
Yeah, Adam did.
I'm Tim.
I'm Adam.
I'll get it eventually. Those bigwigs in D.C. said I could have some time to go to town to see the lay of the land.
The helicopter changed all that.
It did not. You contacted them after the helicopter flew over, which happened to be from the Forestry Service.
How do you know that?
I read your emails.
You what?
I'm pretty good at hacking people's computers. You have a couple of steamy chat lines I'm sure are costing you a fortune.
I do not.
Tim?
On your behalf, I left a sweet note for a couple of your matches.
You did what?
A girl named Lexi and someone calling herself Bambi.
Bambi? Danny, how could you? I gotta take care of this.
Tim! Danny, you're going to have to get going to town out of your mind. You're in witness protection for a reason. You're a witness whose identity needs protecting. Otherwise, horrible people will find you and kill you dead.
I know all that. You tell me every day. But it doesn't change the fact that I want to go to town.
You're not leaving this house.
Your bosses said it was okay.
They aren't out here in the field.
I'm leaving. Give me the keys to the car.
Sorry, Denny.
About what?
That. Tim.
I'm busy here. Can't you see that? Bambi thinks I proposed marriage to her. That Denny is going to be the death of me.
I just knocked him out.
You did what? I turned my back for 1 minute.
He was trying to leave.
Oh. Oh well. If you'll excuse me.
You don't have time for that right now.
I sure do. Bambi already has a dress picked out.
But Denny...
You knocked him out. You take care of him. I've got to salvage this, if that's even possible.
Need I remind you that you're an agent of the Federal Bureau?
No, you don't. Now go away and shut the door behind you.
Tim.
Shut the door!
Fine.
Easy peasy. Those two are getting on my last nerve. Now to close the window behind me. Now for a bit of nightlife in Bucktooth. I wonder if I remember how to hotwire a car. Ah, what the?
Nobody move!
On the ground. Right now.
We'll blow your head off if you don't get on the ground.
It's me!
Don't know a me. Get down.
I can do that.
Kill the alarm.
It's me. It's Denny.
I'll verify.
Is it him?
It is.
Not a rubber mask or something?
Oh, come off it.
You never know.
Get up off the ground.
Get on the ground, get off the ground, you guys are the worst.
Danny, what are you doing out here?
Going to the bathroom in my pants, which I didn't plan on, by the way.
Yeah, you can clean that up yourself.
Thanks a lot. Since when do we have an alarm out here?
Since always. Infrared.
Tim put it in.
I thought you were Tim.
Stop doing that! What were you doing out here?
I told you.
What was the reason?
I wanted to take a walk.
In the dark? We're in the middle of nowhere. You can hardly see your hand in front of your face.
I like to walk when I can't see. So what?
Quit yanking our chain, Denny. You're in witness protection. You have to get used to it.
I don't want to. And I'm sick to death of playing cards with you yo-yos. You both stink.
You can't go into town.
Who says I was going into town?
I say you were. Weren't you?
No.
Look me in the eye.
You guys are treating this place like a bunker. My mother, German to the core, would have called this place Das Bunker.
Call it whatever you want.
You need to get back inside and get some sleep. We need to go over a point or two of your upcoming testimony.
That's not for another 3 months.
You need to be prepped.
I'm prepped already. I know what to say. I know where the bodies are buried. I know who's responsible.
Doesn't matter. We're going over it tomorrow.
You need to get your beauty rest.
I don't want any.
Fine. Stay up.
And when are we going to get some internet out here, so I can stream my favorite shows? I'm weeks behind on several.
We're working on it. We're in the middle of nowhere.
We can only get dish internet.
Ah, forget that. It's garbage.
Go to bed, Denny.
This is the worst, just so you know.
We know. You tell us every day. Every single day.
And I plan on telling you tomorrow, too, so get ready.
Hooray.
I can't hardly wait. Now, good night.
Night, yo-yos. What a lousy day with those guys. So it's a coded alarm box. Crud. This may take a while. I bet Tim wrote it down somewhere, or Adam, or whoever. The operator's manual for the alarm system. Dipsticks. You shouldn't leave stuff like this lying around where someone like me can find it. And you shouldn't write the code inside the cover either. Ta-da! Now for some nightlife. This is more like it. Hello, everybody. Bartender. Hi, I'd like a zombie to start off with tonight. followed by two more, and then we'll see how I'm feeling. Thanks, Baki. Ha ha ha! Oh yeah, this is more like it, Bucktooth.
Come on, sweethearts. That is not what I meant. Chat room love affairs are the worst.
Tim, get up!
I'm up!
Are you in your chat room thing again? You know what? I don't want to know. Get some pants on!
What now? I'm in the middle of a critical moment in my relationship with Bambi.
I'm sure you are. Denny's gone.
He's what?
Gone.
There went our retirement down the toilet. Is he out taking a walk?
He shut off the alarm system.
How?
You left the operator's manual in a desk drawer with a code written inside of it.
I did not.
You did.
I would never do that.
You did it.
Why can't it be you that did it?
Because I didn't.
As I said, I would never... Wait.
What?
I think I did.
Idiot.
I know. Sorry. Let's go.
That's what I've been trying to get you to do.
Where did he go?
One guess.
Oh, just great. I hate this guy.
You and me both. Now come on.
And so there I am, a 22 in my left arm, a 38 in my right, and some slug of a human being trying to stab me. I know, tell me about it. And all I can think is that I'm really hungry for a cheeseburger from Frank's Burger Joint on Madison. So where was I? Yeah, right, bullet ridden. I stand up to take on this thug from the East Side Gang who thinks he can stick me with the knife. I just happen to have a gallon jug of gasoline on me. Don't ask me why. That's another story. I fling it in the guy's face. I know, right? And I'm about to light this guy up with my Zippo when...
You!
Yeah, you.
Hey, guys! Want a zombie? They're really good. Hey, bartender, around for my...
It's time to go.
Yeah, it's past your bedtime.
Time to call it a night.
Fellas, I hate to tell you, but I'm having a great time. You can too. Let me buy you
no.
a...
No.
You have compromised our...
Oh, please. We're just sharing a few stories. I bet you guys know a couple.
We are leaving right now.
No, we're not. I'm enjoying myself.
Leaving now.
No way.
We'll take you by force if we have to.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
You know what? Bar fight. Fellas, how about some bacon and eggs and waffles, hash browns and...
Stop talking.
I wish I could take your life, Denny.
Why are you mad at me? You had a good time, didn't you?
A bar fight? Are you serious?
It was a good time had by all. You fought, you lost horribly, I might add, and you drank up with all the good folks of Bucktooth.
Buckworth, would you get the town right for once?
Okay, Adam, calm down.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Adam.
Just kidding, guys. Boy, I have to say, you two can sure put it away. Woo-wee! And you might want to clean up the bathroom, both of you, as you left certain stomach contents on the floor. You both missed the toilet.
Why us, Tim?
I have been asking myself that question for a long time now.
And now, how do you like your eggs? Fried?
Ugh, don't even talk to me about fried eggs.
No joke. I'll upchuck again.
Not in here, you won't. Go outside.
What is it going to take for you to understand just how important you being hid out is?
I know how serious it is. We've talked about this.
No, we haven't.
Denny, the guys you're agreeing to testify against are some of the most dangerous criminals in the country.
You don't think I know that? I worked for them for years. I saw what they did. I saw who they hurt, who they killed. I know.
They'll do that same thing to you if they find you.
And we have to believe that they are searching for you.
But they'll never think of looking here. That's why I didn't worry about it. They've never heard of Bucktooth.
Buckworth!
Yeah, whatever. And some of them guys don't know their estates past the Mississippi River. Now, how about some breakfast?
Fine.
Not me. I'm not feeling good.
You're not looking good.
Truth be told, neither one of you looking good. You guys aren't in good bar shape, as my mother always called it.
And she was?
Oh, yeah. She was an Olympian, God rest her soul.
I'm glad there isn't any photographic proof of what happened last night.
There is.
There is?
Oh, yeah. There were people taking photos with the phone. They thought you guys were hysterical. I tried to tell them they were wrong.
Wait a minute. Back up. Photos were taken?
Yeah, sure. I took some, too.
You don't even have a phone, Denny. We made sure of that.
Yeah, about that.
Denny!
I snuck one. I apologize. I'll go get it and show you how you guys looked.
Denny!
What?
You are going to get yourself killed.
Worse than that, you'll get us killed.
I only posted a few online.
Did what?
Just to let some of my family know I'm alive. No big deal.
Big deal?
It's the end of the world, you idiot.
Hey, now, that's no way to talk. You should be nice.
Call the local airport.
On it.
Why call the airport? You like your bacon crispy?
I do. Wait, would you shut up?
Denny, you need to pack. Right now.
Hello? This is FBI Special Agent Adam Trent.
That's his name?
Yes.
He has two first names for his name? Weird.
So?
A private plane arrived an hour ago.
Where from?
Chicago.
Just great. Denny, pack a bag.
I need some breakfast first.
There are three of them.
They've had plenty of time to ask around town. And I bet Denny told everyone where he lived.
I sure did. I take it I did something bad?
Not bad. Horrible.
Uh-oh.
Too late to pack a bag.
There's three of them, and they're armed.
Denny, get down.
My breakfast.
Denny!
That was close. Shoot back at those guys.
What do you think we're doing?
Out the back. Go.
Someone's already back there.
We have to take them out.
What do you think I'm doing, Adam?
Oh, he's Adam. Here I thought that—
Would you just shut up? Here, take a gun and defend yourself.
Sure, no problem.
Unbelievable.
I know. Quit talking about it.
I was shot twice.
What about me? I took one in my shoulder.
Big deal.
And my leg.
So what?
And my foot.
Quit whining about it.
And Denny?
Please don't mention his name to me.
We failed our mission.
I said stop talking.
Hey, hey, it's Tim and Adam. How are you guys feeling?
We were shot.
Several times.
Yeah, but you survived. That's great. You should feel proud.
And you don't have a scratch on you.
I know how to duck and cover. I've had plenty of practice. No offense, but you guys need to do some target practice. Your shooting was pretty sloppy.
And you did better?
Sure did. Took two of them out, boom, boom, and they were pushing daisies.
What about the third guy? I'd pass out at that time.
He took off in that car, took a wrong turn, went off into a ravine.
And then his car blew up.
I just wanted to stop by and say thanks.
For what?
Protecting me.
But we...
You did great. So what if you're all shot up? So what if your superiors aren't too happy with you? Mine aren't either.
Denny?
And now guess what? Because of everything that happened, the government has hooked me with a couple of other agents. I don't know the names. We're headed off to an island off the Florida coast. How about that?
Denny, don't take this the wrong way, but I hate you.
Yep, my sentiments exactly.
Aw, come on, fellas. It was a learning experience for everyone. I've learned to be more careful and take this seriously, and you guys...
Learned that you are a psychopath?
A raging lunatic?
Well, sure, if that works for you. But hey, don't tell the new guys I bought a video camera to record my adventures on the island. Isn't that awesome?
Get out.
Get away from us.
I'll send you clips. See ya, and thanks.
You have been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of Das Bunker. In the cast, as Denny, Philip Doty. As Tim, Cameron Brown. As Adam, Jay Deese. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.